I would like to welcome you here this morning. Amen? The title of my sermon this morning is Welcome to the Family, is what it's about. And I want to talk this morning about being a part of the greatest family that you could be a part of, and that's the family of God. If you would, let's turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. Beginning with the 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You need to have that marked in your Bible if you don't, because that's very important. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present times are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, we come again, Father, thanking you, Father, for all that you've done. We ask you and just want to give you the praise, Father. We love you. We ask you, Father, now to be with the hearts and souls that are represented here today. I pray, Father, that, Lord, you know, that I hope that they pray that they're part of the family. And I pray, Father, if they don't, Lord, I pray that we could get that, they would get that corrected this morning, Lord. For, Father, we know truly we have to be part of that family. And I ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. I'm so glad to be part of a family this morning. I want to tell you that right now. I am so glad to be part of a family. Yeah, my last name's long, but that's not what I'm talking about. I hope you understand that. I have a long line of ancestors. Do you know that? That have established the identity of my family tree. You know that? I have a whole line of them. Actually, I see a lot of my kin in here this morning. You know that? I see a lot of my kin represented right here this morning. My family tree goes back to the cross of Calvary. You know that? I want you to understand that this morning. The family tree that I'm most proud of goes back to the cross of Calvary. Now, I'm not here to put my family down. That's not it. But I'm just here to tell you right now, you know what? I am proud to be a part of the family of God here this morning. The family that I belong to helped establish my morals, my values, my mannerisms, my thought patterns, and even the way I interact with people. That's why I wanted everybody to shake hands here this morning and to feel welcome. You know what? I believe we do a good job as a church as welcoming people. I really do. That's not what it was about. But you know what? The way that we interact with people is so important, especially now in the day and age that we live in. You know what? All that can be traced back. It can be traced back to me being part of this family. When I got saved on that night, I became part of a family that was so much bigger than me. And I didn't. You know what? Maybe I didn't truly comprehend it that night, but praise God, the more that I got into being what God wanted me to be, I realized that the family that I belonged to, you know what? It was way, way bigger than I could ever imagine. I'm here to tell you today that God is still on the throne. Don't ever doubt that. I've inherited many traits and many characteristics from being a part of this family. No escaping who I am. I can't. With the moment that I got saved, I'm here to tell you this morning, you know what? There was no doubt. People seen that my family tree had changed. Just like Peter and John, I read this scripture to you last week. I can't deny my family and who I belong to. And if you're a Christian here this morning, I'm here to tell you, you cannot deny it because it'll shine forth. It'll come out of you. Acts 4:13 told us, I read this to you last week. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, you're looking at ignorant men here this morning. You understand that? I'm just here to tell you this morning. Listen, and it goes on to say, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that what? That they had been with Jesus. I'm here this morning to tell you, if you belong to the family of God, they're going to take note and know that you have been with Jesus. Amen. They're going to know it. You know what? You won't have to hardly say anything sometimes, although I think you do. They're going to know that Jesus Christ lives within you by the way that you act, the way that you talk, your mannerisms, the way that you do all manner of things. They're going to know that Jesus Christ, that you've been with Him, that you've been in His Word, that you know that the Spirit dwells with you. When you come to know Jesus, there's not going to be no denying what family tree that you belong to. There's just not going to be. You're not going to be able to deny it. You'll act like the family. You'll smell like the family. Amen. You know what? I'm just telling you, you know what? I say this over and over again. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, what is it? It's a duck. If you belong to the family of God this morning, you'll walk like you belong to the family. You'll talk like you belong to the family. You'll be a part of the family and you will not be able to deny it. Amen. Aren't you glad for your family this morning? Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad that you're a part of that? Aren't you proud? You know what? I say yes, we can be proud to be a part of the family of God. We can be proud to be a part of it. 1 Corinthians 3:23 tells us this. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Man, what a family tree. What a lineage. What a lineage that we can stand upon as children of the living God this morning. The question I have for you this morning, this is the most important question though. If you're sitting back there this morning, are you a part of the family of God? That's the question that I'm asking every individual in here this morning. Are you a part of the family of God? And if you are not a part of the family of God, praise God, that can be taken care of this morning. That can be taken care of this very morning in which we live. The question that I want you to think about, I want you to ponder on as we go down through the rest of this service this morning. Are you a part of the family of God? If you are a part of the family of God, there's some benefits that belong to the family of God. And if you are not, I'm here to tell you again that you can be part of those benefits. Some of you may have come with families that where much love wasn't shown to you. I don't know. Maybe your dad never picked you up in his arms and loved you and held you and told you that he loved you. Maybe you had a mother that was like that. Maybe there was not much love shown at all outwardly or inwardly. I'm here this morning to tell you that's not a part of the family that I'm a part of. You know why? Because love is the centerpiece of the family that I belong to this morning. It is the centerpiece of it. Guess what? The Father that I know, He will pick you up and love you. The Father that I know, He will kiss you and hold you and tell you that He loves you. How do I know that? Because He's done it to me. He still does it to me today. And I've been saved quite a few years. But there are still times in my life when I need to be held, I need to be loved, I need to be... Because you know what? Sometimes this world and around us does not seem like love is anybody's concern. And I'm here to tell you, the family of God, we show love. Am I right? We show love. We show love because why? Because God first loved us. That's why we show love. Love is a centerpiece of belonging to this family this morning. It is absolutely and positively the centerpiece of it. No matter what you've done, no matter from what side of the track you've come from, Jesus said this about Jerusalem. Remember this, remember these words. I know you remember these, Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. I don't care what you've done. Jesus Christ is wanting to gather you in. He's wanting to show you that He loves you, that you are part of this family. Amen. I don't care what you've done. He doesn't care what you've done, as long as you come with repentance in your heart. That's what He wants. If you come with repentance in your heart, He will gather you under His wings like a chicken does her chicks. And He will protect you and He will love you, because love is the center of it. And I want you to know, being part of a family, that is what it's about. Do we not love sometimes unconditionally as part of our families? As earthly families, do we not do that? If you think for one minute, I always liked what my children did when they were growing up. I never. They may not have liked everything that I did whenever they were growing up either, but that never stopped me from loving them. I love them to this day. And as a father, as an earthly father, I will love them till the day that I die. How much more does God love us? That He sent His Son to die upon a cross, His only Son, to take the place of every vile and despicable thing we think is going on out here in this world, to take their place, that they can have eternal salvation, that they can know that they are loved. Amen. What a God. Amen. What a family to be a part of this morning. I don't know about you, but I tell you what, that makes just the spirit swell up in me. It makes me so proud to know that a God like that loves that way. You know what? Christ has compassion. He has compassion for all of us here and for those that are lost. There's such a great compassion. It is extended to you this morning. It is extended. His hand is reaching out. I know it this morning. The Spirit of God is working this morning. You may be here this morning thinking that, you know what? I've done stuff too bad. I've been this, I've been that. Listen to me. God said, whosoever will, and He loves whosoever will. He wants to add you to the family. You get that? That song says there's always room for more. You know what? There's always room for more in the children with the family of God. Always room for more. He wants to. He'll take you into His arms. He will love you like you have never, ever been loved before. I'll tell you what. When I got saved, I didn't know what love was. I've told you this. I never had no idea. I thought I knew what love was. Love's not if somebody just does something good to you, you love them back. That's not true love. Do you understand that? True love is that you love no matter what goes on. That's true love. And God did that for us. I was unworthy, Jamie. I was unworthy. I was totally unworthy of the love and the compassion that Christ showed for me. I was totally, I didn't deserve it, Sean. Praise God, guess what? You know what? He knew I didn't deserve, but He still loved me. He still loved me, even though I didn't deserve it. Let me tell you something. When that love came in, I felt validated. You understand that? I felt like I was included. I felt like I belonged. I went to church after I got saved, and I went in there not with my head down. I went in there with my head high. Amen. I went in there with my eyes lifted up. I didn't have to go in there looking at the carpet. I didn't have to go in there. I knew I was part of the family now, Greg. Amen. And that's what He wants for every one of us, to understand and to realize you are part of the family of God. There's nobody any better than anybody else. Yeah, you're no less than the preacher. You're no less than the head of the church. You're no less than that. You are a child of the living God, and your Father is my Father. Your Savior is my Savior this morning. When we belong, we don't always feel lonely no more, do we? You say, well, you know what? There are people, I've said this, that feel lonely even in a crowd. There are people that can feel that way. I'm here to tell you this morning, the moment that Jesus came into my heart, I never felt lonely like that no more. There are times, yes, there are times whenever Satan attacks and tries to make you think that you're on this all yourself. But you know what? I go to the one and he's right there with me. He's right there with me. He comes and he sups with me. And he talks with me and he loves me. And I'll tell you what, I am so glad this morning that I am part of that family. I look around me here this morning and I know that, you know what? All my family in here this morning, if I ask you this morning to pray for me, you just don't put it on the back burner. You just don't go and shove it aside and forget about it, because guess what? We're family. And as family, we stick together. The family that prays together stays together. And that goes not only for your personal family, but for a church family. Amen. Being part of the family means that you are important. I hope that you feel important here this morning, because if you don't, I have failed and the church has failed. Because you are important. Not because you belong to Drift Run Church, but because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are important. You're important to God, but God commended His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You are important to the God that created this universe, for the God that created everything around. You are important here this morning. When a person gets saved, they are born again. They experience the new birth. They're regenerated. You become a child of God. Literally, that's not no metaphor. That's not figuratively. Listen, we are actually, literally, children of the living God the moment that you are saved. Put that in perspective this morning. Put that into some kind of perspective this morning if you can. I still can't wrap my little weak mind around that I am a son of the living God this morning because I am saved. And you are too. A son or a daughter of the living God. Isn't that something this morning? Just think about that for a minute. Literally, it said, He's our Father. This is a family. This is the family of God. Welcome to you. Welcome to you this morning. Welcome to the family. John 1:12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He powers to become the sons of God. John 3:2. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. Right now in the present. There's no waiting. Right now, when you accept Jesus now, you are a son of God right now. Today, this morning, November the 13th, 2016, if you are saved, you are a son and a daughter of the living God this morning. Isn't that something to shout? Welcome. God has welcomed us into the family. Amen. You put it this way, God immediately put your name on the checkbook. Amen? Amen. God has immediately put your name on the checkbook. Just think about that. That's the best way that I can even try to explain it. The moment that you were saved, the moment that you come to know Him, God gave you authority to sign the checkbook. Romans 8:17, if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs of Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also glorify together. You know when it talks about being adopted? I got to digging into that this week, and you know what they're talking about? The Greeks and the Romans had a thing, and this is what this is about. Whenever a young child was born, a male child, they actually didn't have full rights in the family. Not until they become of legal age. Whenever they become of legal age, they would have a party for them. They called it something like a toga party. I don't want to say it like that. It makes it sound. But they would take the toga off the back of the eldest man in the family and put it on that young man. And at that time forward, he had all the rights of the family. That's what they're saying. Whenever we were adopted into the family, we have all the rights. We have it all. We are sons of God. Like I said, we get to sign the checks. You're a child of the King, folks. If you're saved here this morning, you are a child, literally a child of the King. Welcome. There are some wonderful privileges. Paul outlines them for us. listen, there are some wonderful privileges that Paul outlines. The first one is he gives us guidance. Listen to me, the world don't have guidance out there today. The world does not have guidance, or the world would not be in the mess that it's in this morning. But praise God, we as Christians, if we minded the Spirit, we have guidance this morning. Look at Romans 8:14. And it tells us this: for as many as are led. I want you to do something, if you want to, is underline led in the Bible. Being part of the family means that you have a built-in GPS. Do you know that? You have a built-in GPS. Why? Because the Spirit can lead, guide, and direct us what? Into all truths. We have guidance this morning. For as many, listen, let me read that again. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. We have someone to guide us through these confusing times, do we not? Yes, yes, we do. Listen, what happened Tuesday's past now. What has happened this past Tuesday is past. We need to be on our knees even more now. And we need to be praying for God's guidance. We need to pray that Washington, D.C. has God's guidance. Amen? We need to continue that. The victory's not won yet. The victory's not going to be won until we get home one of these days. Because we still live in a sin-dominated world, and I know how fast things can change. We need to be on our knees. We need to be led by the Spirit of God to show us and to direct us and to show the people that lead in God and direct us. We need to be praying for them. To know the will of God is the greatest knowledge. But listen to this. To do the will of God is the greatest achievement. Amen? We can know the will of God all we want, but not until we do the will of God. That's when the achievement comes. That's whenever it happens for us. Being part of the family, we have guidance this morning. John 16:13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever ye shall hear, that shall ye speak. And he will show you all things to come. Everyone in here this morning belonging to the family of God, you have guidance. Amen. You can have guidance in your life, direction, the way that you need to go. Every one of us in here that has that. It ain't just me, it isn't just the preacher. It's everybody can have that guidance in their life. And I'll tell you what, we need to take it. We have acceptance here this morning. If you're a child of the family of God, you are accepted. Did you know that? You're accepted. You're part of this. I don't know what direction you're going from, what's going on in your life here. I don't know if you feel like you don't belong, but I'm here to tell you, if you are a child of God, you have already been accepted. Accepted. Verse 15 tells us, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again into fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of adoption, it means acceptance. That's what it means. And we are accepted here this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you what, again, I tell you, the theme goes over and over in my mind. Welcome to the family of God. You are accepted here this morning because you are a child of God. And if you are not a child of God, you can still be accepted. It's not too late. It's not too late until you close your eyes in death. If you go out of this life without knowing Him that way, then it's too late. But until that time, I want you to know you can be accepted. You can be welcome into the family of God. Do you know God loves all people? Amen. You know that? Don't let nobody ever tell you that God doesn't love everybody on this planet, because He does. He loves them all. Whether or not we think that or not, that's not part of that. But you know what? Because listen, that's why it allows us to cry, Abba, which Abba just means daddy. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. Hey, Father. I'm thankful this morning that I belong to the family of God. How about you this morning? How about you? They come and get a song this morning. I'm done.